Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. As we pray for revival in this nation and people more and more respond to him, we can also expect to see more opposition as well. So I want you to play that out, because you hear people crying out for revival, like that will. And we want God to, we want another awakening, of course, to come to this country. But I don't think we realize that as more and more people respond to the Spirit of the living God, opposition will rise up too. So play that out for us of what that would look like in the context of our American Christianity.
Well, I'm not sure exactly the form that it would take, but because I'm not sure in this country, I'm not sure in this country where persecution originates. Like in the communist world, persecution originates from outside of the home, and we call that in the insanity of obedience top-down persecution. And that gives you more space to hear, understand, believe, and follow Jesus. But if you're in the Islamic world, your persecutors are at your breakfast table, and so it's from the bottom up, and it gets you before you get to Jesus. My thoughts are that church people think that their enemy, or if you ask them where's evil located, church people would often say Washington. We'll say the government. They'll locate the persecutor outside of themselves, and it's highlighted through laws on abortion and homosexual marriage and those kinds of social issues. When we talk to those who are coming to Jesus in America, they're the first believers in their family, in their extended family. Certainly, the opposition they meet the quickest and the most severest are from their own family members, because their faith is challenging the way their family has lived for generations. And so church people locate persecutors outside of themselves, outside of their homes, and first-generation believers in America represent the persecutor as being in their homes. And so I think to answer your question, if a lot of people come to Christ in America and they're the first believers in their families, then the way we help them the most is helping them reach their families for Christ, because it's in their home where they'll have the most opposition. I think for church folks, it's just, for the most part, it's help them get out of the pews and out of the church building and go across the street to Americans who have no religious heritage, and go to the Muslims and others that God is bringing to us to give us a second chance. And then in the sharing of our faith, help them to locate where Satan is trying to keep them from faith altogether. I don't think really, Susie, that church people ought to fuss a lot about government persecution when we have total access to Jesus. We just should ask God for forgiveness when we don't give people access to Jesus the first time.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.